everybody. Welcome to another episode of Shamps and Gossip. I'm Carlin, here with Stephanie.
Hello.
And Shannon.
Hi.
And today we have another fun episode. It's a Wednesday that we're recording this time. So instead of champagne, we're going to have some wine for Wine Down Wednesday. So what are we drinking? What is it? Do we know?
Nadia.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
What kind of wine is it?
A Cabernet.
Okay. I like a good cab.
From Santa Barbara Highlands Vineyard.
Yummy.
On the back, there's a quote that says, "We like our wine like we like our steaks."
Rare? Ugh.
So is the wine rare? I thought I was going to say red.
Right.
It's red and rare.
I do not like rare steak.
Oh, no. Because you're eating, like, it's mooing.
Ugh, that's gross.
I like medium rare.
Ugh. Medium.
Yeah.
Is like
a slight pink.
Yeah.
Our steaks today were medium rare.
No, they weren't. They were medium.
Medium rare. Mine was medium rare.
Oh, he said the steaks today are medium.
Oh, mine was medium rare. Oh. It was fantastic.
Mine was not. Mine was cooked very well.
Oh, mine was almost cold in the center.
Ew. I can't.
I like
That's
it.
What you like?
Ew, ew, ew.
Cold?
Yeah. I like rare steak, though. I like rare.
God,
do you want to open this? Because I can't.
You can't.
No.
You don't know how.
A wine bottle? I screwed it in for you.
No, I'm terrible at corkscrews.
No, that's the good one, though. That's like the...
I don't want to be in this.
That's the... You're not in it. That's the the bunny ear one.
Okay, go ahead.
The rabbit?
Yeah, the rabbit. That one's easy. It's the singled one that all of the rest... Oh, Lord. The restaurants you that I don't
but
like.
Not really
oh
in
no!
Focus.
I think you're gonna break it.
See?
And one more.
Y'all give me shit.
Oh, what's that? Oh, never mind. Pull it up. There we go. That was a little pop.
If I can ever buy a house, I want one of those automatic ones.
Oh, those are hard though. The one I have.
Why would it be harder?
Because I don't understand how to do it, but mine was like $20 from Bed Bath & Beyond, so it's probably not the...
So basically, we should just keep popping champs.
Right. No. That's the only wine thing I can use. I can't use the single one, so...
Smells...
Oh, I prefer the single one than this one.
No, I do not.
Smells red.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
Smells rare.
Okay, so while you're pouring, Stephanie, top five today?
Yeah, so we're playing a game for our top five. So
okay.
I want you to take out your phone.
Oh, okay.
And I want you
I'll have it
to open up Instagram.
Oh, my God, so much.
And okay. I want to know the five accounts that are first on your feed that are not, like, personal friends.
Oh.
So, like, blogs, celebs, that kind of stuff. Oh, okay. I saw that earlier.
That's so
on
cute.
The stories or on just
no,
scrolling
just,
through?
We could do stories. Either one. Which do you want to do? Stories? Stories might be easier. I don't know.
Stories are right.
I mean,
there.
Mine are all.
Let's do stories.
Mine are all people I know.
So okay. Keep scrolling until you see ones you don't.
Oh, Lord.
I can go.
Okay, you can go?
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Okay. Katie's Bliss, a blogger. Summer Wind, my favorite blogger. Jill, the mom, one of the moms from Dance Moms.
That's number three.
That's just out of no, but friends. Bishop Boutique, I think they're in DC, and Bethany Frankel. I had a couple, like I had two friends in there.
Yeah, and Bethany. Okay, Carlin, are you good? I can go if not.
So Colton from
Colton Underwood.
Yeah. From The Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
Kim Kardashian and Courtney.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how many? Oh, five. Sorry. Uncommon James.
Uh-huh. Everything's sold out. I'm so pissed.
Oh, really?
What is the point?
What is the point?
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Right, but how do I get stuff?
You got to be on that waiting list. And then Katie Maloney Schwartz.
Music kills Katie.
Yeah.
Okay, mine are The Bitch Bible, Jackie Schimmel.
How come I follow all these people? Why?
You gotta like.
That's who the stories you watch the most frequently.
Or
like ones you've searched for and then watched are what shows up first.
I've never watched Colton's stories. I just followed him today.
Well, sometimes people you just follow.
Oh, okay, okay. Because
you searched for him and followed him, so they're gonna show it to you.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. I was like, what?
So mine are Jackie Schimmel.
I love it.
Stassi Schroeder.
Okay.
Chris from The Bachelorette.
Oh, God.
The annoying one that lives in Orlando him. Because he lives in Orlando. So I've been, all the ones where? That live in Orlando, I've been
downtown.
Like checking their Insta stories to see
where they are.
Because like five of them live in Orlando or Florida.
This one, though, is the worst.
Oh,
he
my
sucks.
God. He's the worst.
The Morning Toast, which is like a podcast. And then Emily Schumann, which is Cupcakes and Cashmere.
Oh yeah.
I like her.
Mine are all good.
Yeah, yours are good. Well,
if I keep going, though, they're still good. Here's the fun that's really pathetic about mine, though. So, like you said, you had friends.
Yeah.
No friends. No friends.
None?
No friends. No friends. No friends.
Well, it could be none of them
keep
are
scrolling.
Insta
still
story?
No friends. Nope,
oh my
still
gosh.
No friends. It's because all I do on Instagram is look at celebrities.
I mean...
Oh, finally a friend, but she works for a magazine, so...
That's why. I mean, that's all I do, too, is look at celebrity shit, but I don't know why. That's so weird. Ow. Just hit my face on the mic. Oh my gosh. Okay, is that all for five? Or that was our top five, right? Stephanie?
Yeah,
yes. Okay. So we're going to get into some celeb gossip that happened this week and maybe last week. I don't know.
Yeah, things. So much tea to spill.
Yeah. So where should we start? I don't even know. I'll go down my list. Some are like generic ones. Hayden, I never know how to pronounce her last name.
Pantene-Provy.
Yeah.
Panettiere.
Panettiere. Split from her fiance.
Good.
Which
karma's a bitch.
I didn't. Wait. What?
Why? Hello, Jess and Rory.
Oh my God. Yes. Remember
that's who he cheated on in real life?
Her father of her child.
She's already dating someone new who's like a nobody.
I know. I saw that too. I also thought she was married to that guy.
I mean, also, can we realize that she's? I mean, from Nashville. You don't like the wine.
I love Nashville. Oh my God. Stephanie's face when she drank that wine.
Nadia wine, not good.
Nadia, you are no bueno.
You don't taste real upset. Rare. Well, actually, it is rare because it's Cause rare. I don't like wine.
Okay, now I want to taste it.
I do not.
It kind of tastes like
maybe it's aged too much.
Like a watered down Robitussin.
That's a terrible way to
like
describe
a
wine.
Medicine. It tastes like medicine, doesn't it? A little bit. Or Dimetapp.
It does not taste like Dimetapp.
Dimetapp.
You like Dimetapp?
It's the most amazing taste in the world.
Is it?
The whole world?
Or
yes.
The orange, what was the orange drink that I used to like?
Dimetapp is purple.
Tang?
No. No, it was a medicine. Triminic. Ooh, Triminic.
Triminic does not taste good.
The orange kind did.
I don't think so.
You
guys are fighting over.
It did. Anyway, okay.
Medicine right now.
Sick, so I could get Dimetapp.
Oh my gosh, what?
You might have a problem if.
You wanted to drink Dimetapp as a child.
Oh shit.
Not so I could stay home from school. No.
Why?
Just so you could get a dose of the Dimetapp.
Oh, just so you can get a shot of Dimetapp?
So I get a shot of that.
Scissor?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
that
so
low funny. Impact scissor.
That low grade scissor.
Yeah. Dimetapp.
Oh my gosh.
I still buy it as an adult.
Oh, I try not to.
I had a second sip and it was better.
It's better?
Than the first.
Oh, okay. So I just
the first one though wasn't great.
The second one's better. All right, I'll try it again maybe. Okay. So yeah, we talked about Hayden. Great. She's moved on, so it's all right.
You know where this wine is from?
Where is it from?
Santa Barbara.
I know.
Who's from Santa Barbara? I see
Trashly.
Where you're going.
Trashly. Ew, gross. Yeah. They are no longer together.
Woo!
I mean, good. I mean, she looked terrible.
Yeah, she's so...
She is like...
She, like, just, like, lost weight, like, casually over time.
No.
I wish I could casually she lose did not, that kind
first,
of weight.
First of all, that is not what you look like if you casually lose weight over time.
I'm just saying.
Stopped eating.
Yes. And she even said that in the reunion, that she didn't eat. And Andy was like, we've been done filming for, like, 4 months.
And her hair in the reunion was terrible.
Well, she had to have it so she couldn't play with it.
Right,
so
but she still played with it.
Her little wispies. Oh, right.
But, like, it still looked messy.
She's just a terrible human being. And I'm glad that Bravo is not going to bring her back because they were thinking about it. And so they're not. And right. So that's good.
I just wonder what she's going to do to make money and trap Thomas.
I mean, she'll probably blackmail him a couple times. I feel like the text, wasn't there a text between the two of them?
There was.
Yeah. That insinuated, basically, like...
She was going to do that.
Uh-huh. Like, don't worry. Like, not don't worry, but...
I need the money.
Yeah. I mean, she apparently is practicing her nursing because
where?
She...
Because she got it switched back to South Carolina, and now she can't. She's back in California.
Well,
so she, what's she gonna do? Find another polo player? Come on, come on.
I mean, she probably will.
I hope they watch that and think you batshit crazy.
Bitch. She's just like it's unreal how crazy she was.
Do we think it's real now?
I can't. What?
Do we think it's real?
What?
What?
Her.
The relationship.
Yeah, like their relationship.
No, I still think she's a hooker, allegedly.
Yeah.
And, I think that she...
I think she got in not knowing how bad it actually really was.
I think she knows some dirt, and I think that she will probably try to spill it.
Yeah.
But if Thomas was smart, she signed an NDA, so...
She probably didn't.
I bet.
I think, yeah.
Landon was on a podcast that we listened to.
Oh, yeah.
And I found her to be
stupid.
Even more annoying.
If that's possible, wow.
No, seriously. Then when she was on the show.
Wow.
And I found her to be super disingenuous.
Mm.
And I felt like she was full of shit at everything she said. Mm. Part of what she
said nothing
was
new.
That she's not a hooker and this girl's not a hooker. And she's disgusted by anyone who would think that and blah, blah, blah.
And well, the most annoying voice ever, she said that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She sucks so bad.
So.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I'm just glad they broke up because I think she's a disgusting human being. Mm-hmm. And even if it was good drama, it's not a good look.
No, not at all. And to just be around, like, your kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, granted, yes, the kids are really young, so they probably don't really understand the, like, gravity of like what's happening between. I mean, maybe they do. Kids are very smart,
and Kenzie's old enough now
to pick it up,
like pick up some stuff.
But you can tell when people are tense around each other or like have some animosity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that's not great for the kids. So it's probably. I mean, I'm sure Catherine is happy about that. Not happy about it, but you know.
They just threw her a surprise party.
I know. I saw that. Yeah. It looked really.
Shep's
awesome.
Like so in love with her.
So in love.
Yeah.
I like
and what's her face was there? Patricia was there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
At the birthday.
Good for her.
Which is
so was everyone who worked at Gwyn's.
Aw.
Yeah, they have a very good relationship. I actually listened to Patricia was on Reality Checked on Radio Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a really good interview. And
oh,
she
really?
Talked all about their relationship and why she
forgave her
and how she does feel bad for how she treated her because really everything that she thought about her was being fed to her from Thomas.
Travis. Yeah, it's Travis. Thomas.
And so she just listened to him and that was a bad thing and she shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And it was a really good interview.
Well, I feel like that's what a lot of people, I mean, like that's what Cameron said too. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, they were all listening to T-Rav and, you
Why
know,
wasn't
not
Whitney at the...
He wasn't there last year either, was he? Wasn't right.
He's working on a documentary, and he just couldn't make it.
About what?
For what? What?
He does a lot of other things. He produces documentaries and other shows that aren't on Bravo.
Look at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask why he won't bring
right now. He's
New Orleans
on,
back.
Yeah. Right. And he handpicked that cast. He did not cast Savannah. Patricia was very clear
about that.
Savannah is snooze
it's
fest.
Terrible.
He was very clear that he did not cast Savannah.
But he casted.
He came up with the idea of having the other spinoffs of it.
Right.
And said Savannah would be good, but he didn't cast it. But he handpicked everybody from
New Orleans. Of course he did. Because they were actually good.
Yeah. So, but right now he's working on something in the Bahamas, and Craig is down there helping him with it.
Oh.
And I want to know what it is. Because
I want to know why you chose Craig.
I don't know, but every day Craig's posting pictures in...
Oh, yeah.
In Abacoa, and yeah. I'm like, oh, I hate you. I want to be there.
I also think it's really funny whenever Heather McDonald talks about Southern Charm, she always explains that Craig is a seamstress. Yeah. And I'm like, he's not really. But
she's not.
She's always like, and then there's this guy who he went to law school, got his law degree, and then decided to become a seamstress.
Yeah. But he's doing something with him. I don't know if he's helping with the documentary or something, but I also just want to know what it is.
That's good.
I love the Bahamas and I love documentaries. And Shep's going to visit them this week.
Ooh.
He leaves today.
That can segue into the other thing that I had about documentaries, because you told us that Lance Bass is making a documentary on Lou Pearlman, right?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Maybe if he made it before and made more money, he could have won the Brady Bunch house.
I know. I saw that.
I thought he did win it.
No.
HGTV came in and, like,
outbid him. Yeah, he got outbid.
After he had already, like, tweeted, he was so excited.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
He's been down here a lot, apparently, making a documentary, and he interviews a whole bunch of people,
including one of our Twitter followers.
Maybe.
He was here for the Pulse.
Oh, really?
When it was the anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he spoke.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And it seemed very random that he was just in Orlando.
Yeah,
But now that makes
interviews. Yeah. And, it's going to be on YouTube Premiere or whatever the YouTube service is. But apparently they've gotten so much buzz about it that it might be released in theaters first.
Ooh.
I don't want to go to a movie theater and watch Lou Pearlman.
Why? Oh my God. That whole story is just crazy.
You guys know what he ended up going to jail for?
Yeah. Wasn't it like
a Ponzi scheme, I thought.
Yeah. It was a Ponzi scheme. But you know what it was for?
No.
It was for
sex trafficking.
No, it was a Ponzi scheme for. Oh my God! It just left my brain.
Oh no! What was it?
There was two parts. One of it was for like a new airline company.
Oh,
Allegiant.
And the other one was for renovating Church Street Station.
Really?
That's what it was. Yes.
The saloon?
The saloon. All the stuff at Church Street.
So,
for those who don't live in Orlando, Church Street is like in downtown, and it's like a historic-y area where some of the first buildings were, like an old train station, all that stuff. That's what it was. He was trying to get, he got like a ton of people to give him money to renovate Church Street. And the other thing was then to start a new airline company.
Wow.
And he had like one picture that he used that was a picture of like a plane in New York. That turned out to not even be like a real plane. It was like a model airplane.
Oh my God.
And he like swindled thousands or millions out of all these people.
Wow.
And that's what he finally went to jail for. And now he's dead.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
But originally he was he stole the boy band thing.
Like, because
he stole their money.
They had a bad contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically it was nothing illegal was done there. But what happened was the contract they had, he was the sixth member of NSYNC. He was the sixth member of Backstreet Boys. So not only was he their manager, their agent, mm-hmm. their booker. So he was getting a cut from every single side of it.
And also as a member. So
everything was then being split between six. So he was like the sixth for both of the bands.
Why didn't Johnny Wright help them out?
I feel like that
happened. Damn, Johnny Wright.
I feel like that happened to a lot of artists in the beginning.
Especially
like
young ones.
Yes. New Edition. That happened in New Edition too. They were broke. They were selling so many albums, so everything, and were seeing nothing. They had like five TLC too. So many people who started off really young. Which is so sad.
This documentary I think is gonna be really good.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Really good and really interesting. And I hope it does go to the theaters because I will go see it with my movie pass if it still works by then.
Right. Oh my God, yes. I want to see it too.
Today's JC's birthday from
NSYNC. Happy birthday, JC. I know you're listening.
Love him. He's totally listening because what else is he doing? He's not making any more music.
I know you're listening.
He's like old. I think he's like so sad.
How old is he? Like 40, he's not that 42? Old.
He's in his 40s.
Yeah, but that's not that old.
Right, but think about when I was like in love with him. Well, yes. It seemed like like not obtainable. Now right. It's like, now, oh shit.
He could be obtainable.
Oh, I always thought Justin was obtainable.
To you, he probably still is.
Oh, yeah, 100.
Yeah. Married
I
with
am
a
way
child.
More entertaining than his wife, who shall not be named.
Oh, we don't even name her now.
Although her show is back.
And it's, I haven't watched
the
it.
The first episode
was good.
At first, I'm like, this is kind of dragging. Then all of a sudden,
shit happened.
I was like, oh my God, don't end.
I haven't watched that at all.
The first season was good. It was good. It's really screwed up, though.
I am 3 episodes away from Suits. Finally finishing
Suits.
Oh,
that's good.
Then are you going to watch Younger?
Maybe. It'll probably be over by then.
Yeah,
right?
It will be. That's always the question.
I should be able to get this done by this weekend for Suits.
That's exciting.
Although I'm pissed. I know. But it's like 3 episodes left. I'm like, well, I know it happens, but
you're good.
Just keep talking. I'm out. You can't hear me.
You just can't hear yourself.
Oh.
You're talking.
I know I'm talking.
I was like, keep talking.
But anyway, 3 episodes, and I'm wondering how they're good. It's only hour episodes. Like,
I know.
How are we going to do this?
They're kind of long. I keep touching it. It's fine. Whatever.
Anyway, sorry.
That's okay. Carrie Underwood is pregnant.
I thought she was pregnant like 4 months ago. Like, wasn't that the rumor she was pregnant with twins?
Well, maybe it could have been a rumor.
I swear to God, that came out like forever ago. So when she did it today, I was like, oh, well, I thought she was already
pregnant.
Well,
I'm sure people speculated and then she was denying
it. Pregnant.
Yeah, she announced it today.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Yeah.
What happens when you drink at lunch?
Yeah. Whoopsies. Boozy lunch. We love it.
I miss those too.
Oh my God. I love
parking it. Boozy lunch.
Parking boozy lunch. Yeah. So she's having a baby. So yay.
Then going on tour. Like,
yeah. Crazy lady.
Right after. Well, she can afford
Wait,
it.
Is it after or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not till May 2019.
And she's due when?
Before May.
Oh, I hope
so. I don't know.
That's
well, it's August, so there's 4 months left. So yeah, she's got to be due before that.
But I would say she's probably due in like January.
Yeah,
and I mean that's intense to just
right. But she doesn't have to dance. She doesn't really dance.
Oh, that's right.
She just kind of sings. Not that you're not talented. Love you, mean it. Nah. But like, she's not Pink,
right?
Who's like
suspended?
Who's also getting in trouble? Like, is reaming the paparazzi. It's amazing.
Yeah, I saw that.
She's like really sick and had to cancel, but they took pictures of her on
the beach.
She
had surgery,
like,
didn't she?
Yeah, it was like
something. Yeah.
And because they took pictures of her on the beach smiling, she like,
oh God.
Oh my God. She reamed into them. I was like, yeah.
Paparazzi are crazy. I just couldn't.
And I just love that she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. No, she doesn't give.
So
she gives
she's
zero
like
fucks.
Pink being pregnant and then going on tour 3 months later. Carrie Underwood, you're kind of like, she can just stand there and the wind will blow.
Right.
And she'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's so, this kind of correlates, but Beyonce was on the cover of Vogue.
I know she like wrote all of this stuff in Vogue.
Yeah.
Right?
She edited the whole issue.
Yeah. And a part of like a little bit of the article talked about her having her first kid. and how she had Blue Ivy and then booked a tour or booked something right after. So she literally only had 3 months to like get back in shape. And like, obviously she did it. And then after the twins,
a lot of problems though, with the twins, right?
Uh-huh. And then so she had an emergency C-section. And so she was just saying that like, it's no one really talks about how like C-section. I mean, it's a major surgery, and like sometimes they take your organs out and like have to put them back in, and that's like
every time you have a C-section,
you
have to take out your organs, to get to the babies,
So it's like legit.
I learned that from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and so she's like, my body is different now. Like my midsection is different now, and I'm okay with that, and I'm learning to live with that, and I'm like. Oh, interesting. But like nobody really talks about that. And I was like, oh, Lord. So more power to her because she had those twins. And then does that make you want to have? Remember last time when you were
your ovaries start burning?
Remember last time when she was a little bit closer to wanting kids?
She took some steps.
She took
back
major steps back.
I just like went back like 10 years.
Really? Watch episode 10, season 2 of The Handmaid's Tale.
No, I've heard that show is.
I like it.
No,
I like it, but I mean, it makes you like,
no, question. I'm not ready for that.
It makes you question if we are in this world.
There's a birth scene.
I'm literally getting nauseous.
I couldn't watch it. I was so screwed up from it.
But are you squeamish?
Wait, no.
Oh, you're not.
No, I watch Grey's Anatomy like a champ.
I know.
Grey's Anatomy is like fake.
I mean, fake too.
I know, but like Grey's Anatomy is like fake. This, I don't know.
I'm not squeamish if it's like blood.
Fake.
Like, blood doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like I don't like sick people.
What?
Like I don't like being around sickness.
What?
And sick
like
people.
A cold or like,
oh, you mean
cancer?
No, anything. You mean in real life.
Anything.
No, yeah. I'm not talking
but
about real
movies,
life.
But in movies, I'm not squeamish. Blood doesn't make me squeamish.
That's what I meant. Like, in movies.
No, I'm all for the blood.
Because some people.
It doesn't bother me. What bothered me is episode whatever it was. Maybe it was 11. Season
I haven't
2
seen
of
it
The
yet.
Handmaid's Tale when there's a birth scene. That bothered me.
Did it bother you because it is reality soon?
If this happens in real life, I'm never having a child. It's graphic.
Well,
that's why I didn't like it.
How did they get it so graphic?
Well, it's on Hulu.
Nope. I'm saying like acting though.
Oh.
Like, unless
you don't see any.
Oh.
Of the.
So why was it
you
so
don't
graphic?
See the parts. I can't because she hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about it yet.
I'll tell you.
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, my gosh.
Moving on from that topic.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, anyone else having babies?
Nope.
No, I don't think anybody else is pregnant in the celeb world unless I missed it.
Can we jump back to Catherine Calhoun Dennis?
Yeah.
So she posted a really random thing alluding to the fact that she be in contention to be
The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Do we believe that?
Yes, but it just seems super random.
I think her intention was not that she could be The Bachelorette, but that she could have a dating show on Bravo.
Yeah, it seems like she wouldn't jump to ABC.
Right.
My thought is that if she's going to have a dating show, it's going to be like Relationship.
Yeah.
A spinoff of Southern Charm. It's not going to be The Bachelorette. Yeah. I think she just said that in like a comment and people took it to mean like
she's going to
be Bachelorette,
yeah.
Like ABC's Bachelor Nation.
Psychos.
Yeah.
But it's great.
I love.
Didn't they just get engaged? The
yeah.
Bachelorette?
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, well, spoiler alert for anybody who has it.
If you like woke up this morning.
I'm just joking.
Yeah,
it's
we watched it yesterday.
I don't even watch it.
It was live on Monday night. So as Chris Harrison says, it was live on network TV last night and they went on numerous shows in the next 10 hours. So if you didn't know about it, I'm sorry. I'm spoiling it for you.
Isn't this the guy that like got a lot of shit in the beginning?
Garrett, because he likes a lot of inappropriate things on Instagram.
And the ring was just like Meghan Markle's. Come on.
It was?
It seemed like it. The 3 stones.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a 3 stone thing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I like the
other
ring better.
Well, the other ring was better. It was totally different. So it was a
I never used to watch it, and this was the first season I watched, and I'm like in it to win
it. She's so in it.
I'm like, can I go back and watch all the seasons? Because I had so many questions, and I want to understand all of these people. And what the fuck?
I don't watch it at all. I watched Trista. I think that was the last time I watched.
That was the one I watched. I wanted to watch Rachel's season because it was like historic and all that shit. But it just never taped. And then I just got too behind. And when I get behind sometimes, I just can't do it.
Well, Bachelor in Paradise started last night. And I cannot wait to go home tonight.
Yeah, that show's fucking crazy too. I don't know. These people just are so interesting to me.
So interesting.
And they, like, the guys are so emotional.
So.
Do they have to be, though?
No.
No, they just need to be good for TV.
And, like, this one guy, like, went off the rails. Like, well, a handful of them. And some of the characters are just real funny. Like, the things that they come up with. Like, this guy was, like, was a colonosaur.
A what? A
colonosaur.
Correct.
Like a dinosaur? That a sounds fan. Like a dinosaur.
No, he's a fan of cologne.
Yeah.
A cologne.
He collected. Like a connoisseur of cologne?
Yes.
A connoisseur, but instead it was colonosaur. And it
sounds
just
like
meant
a dinosaur.
He likes cologne. One was a social media user.
Yes, is what it said.
Not influencer.
User. Oh, one shit. Was a model from Crystal River, Florida.
Where the fuck is Crystal River?
Correct.
Right? We live in Florida. We don't know where that is.
Don't know where it is.
But he is a Wilhelmina model.
He's a Wilhelmina model from Crystal River, Florida.
Who lives in Crystal River.
I'm going to look up where Crystal River is.
Yeah. This is the shit. I'm telling you.
There's three guys from Orlando.
Yeah. Was it only three?
Yeah. And then, but then there was some from like, one from somewhere else in Central Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I think someone from the Panhandle area.
Yeah.
So there's like five or six from Florida though.
Oh, it's just so great. We might do some offshoot Bachelor in Paradise recaps.
Just we might get deep into BIP one day.
Yeah, because it's just
entertaining.
There was a really hot guy named Colton who was a virgin.
Oh, it's like north of Tampa on the West Coast.
Okay, no wonder he's in Orlando a lot.
Well, right. Why would you be in Crystal River?
I want to know your thoughts on this man.
I want to know your thoughts on this man right here. Is he hot? Hot or not? Hot or not? Oh, my God. We should play that one day. Whatever guests we
have. Hot or not?
I would say, like, halfway.
What? What picture is that? Who is it?
He's, Cole? Like, not, but not hot. Like, he's cute.
He is really cute. There are some moments where he is hot.
Oh.
Hot or not?
Hot.
He's a virgin.
No, he's not.
Yes. So he's a virgin and
no,
he
he's
played,
not.
Listen.
He's
no,
a virgin
he's not. And he played professional football.
Three snaps no, of not. Football.
No. He's just trying to get a storyline.
But
he's
then
a
he
virgin.
T- but
no,
then
not.
He talked to his parents no, and no one said, "What do you think that he maybe was like, hey, mom, dad, listen.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to say that I'm a virgin, so I need you guys to go along with this storyline if we get to the point that we do home visits.
Yes.
Because...
No way that is a virgin.
I was like, how...
Yeah, he is, and he got shamed by America for being a virgin.
He got shamed from America.
He just thought that was his ticket in.
Here's the thing. There are ugly athletes... That are not virgins.
He is
that somehow sleep with
where
a ton
did he
of
play
women.
Three snaps of football.
Do we know where he played football? Broncos? Did I make that up?
Under Peyton Manning, then yeah, that's probably
in
why.
Colorado.
He said he would have to. This is where I thought it was a red flag. He said he would have to make up stories because in their.
He's currently a free agent.
Well, of course he is.
That's what everyone is. I can't play.
Yeah, I was going to say, of course
he's
a free agent.
He was signed with the Chargers in 2014, then the Eagles, then the Chargers, then the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
But for all of them, they have an asterisk, which means off-season and or practice squad member only.
So he's probably...
I heard he had three snaps in a real...
game. What was he, a quarterback? Do you know?
I'm reading.
Sorry.
He was on the practice squad for the Eagles. Then they released him. Then he returned to the Chargers and was signed to their practice squad.
Oh, so he's never been
then
on
then he was injured reserve.
Mm. He must really suck.
Yeah.
If no one will let him
then
play.
He was hurt. Then he was signed for the Raiders for their practice squad. This guy didn't play football. No.
So he was just on the team.
His hotness got him on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know what position he is?
Oh, gosh.
Tight end.
Too easy.
Too easy.
The rumor is, though.
Yeah, that he's...
That he does not have a tight end.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That he is a virgin in one way and not the other. Allegedly.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he's a virgin who can't drive, so. but I think he's super attractive.
Yeah.
Are you going to go buy those outfits from Target?
Right? That was so weird. I mean, did it say anything about Clueless? No. Nothing about Clueless?
No.
That's so strange.
I wish they had had those this past October.
Right.
And I had to go to 16 different stores to find a Cher Horowitz outfit.
We were fucking looking for that shit.
You were just 6 months too early.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Remember
ahead
that?
Ahead of the trend. Yeah. You were literally ahead
of
the trend.
I literally went to so many stores.
It was like ridiculous.
So many stores.
Oh no. These are out on display.
Yeah. I'm going to buy it just in case.
In case what?
In case we want to do it again.
It was a fun costume.
Oh my gosh. Kris Jenner is apparently engaged.
To who? God.
What do you mean to who?
Corey.
You just never know if they're together.
They are. I mean,
what can she offer him? I mean, offer her?
I don't know. So this is what happened. She was on, what's the carpool karaoke guy's name?
James Corden.
There we go. She was on his show, and I guess he plays a game where, like, he asks you questions and, like, you can either, like, eat or drink something gross or answer the question. So I guess he saw a ring on her finger and asked if she was engaged, and she decided to eat the cricket instead.
That girl just wants to be relevant.
She just wants a news story, a headline.
Yeah. A better story.
She's not going to marry someone that has no money.
Why not?
Why get married?
Why she would get married after everything
like, why get married?
Before.
Well, I mean, she could really love him, and at the end of the
day, really love him and not get married.
Yeah, but maybe she wants to get married. Maybe she's like Vicky.
Well, I've been watching season one of The Kardashians, and she really loved Bruce. So.
Yeah, well.
And she probably really did.
Just saying.
Bruce really didn't love her.
Right.
He left her closet.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
shit.
Speaking of the Kardashians.
Are we moving to that? Okay.
Good.
Bye. Oh, yeah.
Wait, which part?
Eunice.
Eunice and Courtney broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, but
bring
also,
back Scott.
But can I tell you about a funny thing I saw on Instagram?
Scott
was like
still
with someone else.
Girl. Scott's still with Sophia.
So
yeah,
they actually broke up in July, right after they got back from Italy.
You went all the way to Italy to vacate together, and now
they got back from Italy, and he went on a trip without her, and that's when he cheated. It's not this
he
picture.
Cheated on her.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying. Yeah. It's not this picture that's circulating of him in Mexico right now. He's currently on that trip in Mexico.
Right,
that's not the girl. It was already happening. They broke up a month ago.
Yeah, that's what I read today.
That's
too.
Why when there was that. Did you any of you see that shady post that he posted on her bikini picture?
So I didn't see it, but I saw somebody. So what did
you need to get likes? This is what you need to do to get likes?
That had already broken up.
Oh, got it.
And people were like, this is a weird post from him.
From your boyfriend.
Yeah.
What bikini photo? The one with Penelope?
Her and her, like her butt.
Oh.
Like her rear end in a thong.
Oh. Yeah.
So then I found this to be very funny. He posted, like, the picture of, like, him cheating. Like, he posted this, and he wrote, "They really want me to be the bad guy. Fuck your Hollywood bullshit. Can't have fun with your friends no more. Daily Mail, where are my 12 other friends? Nice catch, though." And Chloe commented.
I love it. You get him, Coco.
Alexa, play "Heard It All Before" by Sunshine Anderson.
And okay.
I
know. Seriously, Chloe, come on.
Correct.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You can't throw that shade.
Yeah.
So comments by Celeb, who like posted the post, who found it, said, "Tristan knows that song well."
Oh, damn. But she probably knows that song well because she probably played it for his ass.
I know, but still.
Oh,
so funny.
Damn.
Bring back Scott. Bring back Scott.
You guys.
I don't know. They said that they're both happily fine with how their relationship is now. That's what
they're getting back together.
They're totally getting
back
together.
They did say.
If they don't get back together, I won't believe in love ever again.
Says the married woman.
I don't know about that. I think it'll have to.
Seriously, they are like.
Even on the first episode, remember when they were like, because Scott said, we did say when we're like 40 that, we'll get back together.
Yeah, well, that's soon. For her.
For her, not for him.
It's not that far for him.
I'm totally, I love them.
I want them to be back together. Like I said, I've been watching the first season Kardashians recently.
Yeah.
And Sophia Richie has got to go.
Yeah. And she will. It's great. And I love them. And Scott's been there from the beginning of that show. So he has to be there till the end of it.
He has rights.
He's part of why it's been so great. So
agreed. I mean, he definitely.
And he's the father of those children.
Of course, yes. And he's the father. Of those.
Like there was a question.
I'm just saying.
Those are his kids. Damn it.
And he claims that he is matured.
I'm sure grown. He has.
He doesn't need to party and be bad. That's what he said.
He doesn't post
episode.
A lot of partying stuff
really
anymore.
Doesn't. He's not like going to like those promoting parties and stuff. So I mean,
that's what he said in probably, the first. The
yeah,
premiere,
it's
the Kardashians.
Probably out of his body now.
Whatever, there's still hope.
Well, you know who I want to get back on his body?
Courtney.
Yes, I know.
Get on that LDD.
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to talk about this later, if we can segue into it, but she's, I don't know. I think I need to watch more of the season to like her
we
more.
We have completely different thoughts on the
oh we
first
do
episode of the Kardashians.
I didn't watch it, but you're talking about the fight.
Yeah
You hate Courtney and you think Courtney's right.
I don't hate Courtney. I think she's always been very self-absorbed, like not in-
I think she's been self-absorbed, but I think that she is going through something.
Yeah.
I also think she feels very left out because they're all currently pregnant.
Okay, go.
I do.
Yeah, but
I think Kim, what Kim said to her was, and she heard it, I think what Kim said was so much more rude and mean than anything that Courtney said or did in the fight.
Yeah.
Kim doesn't fight fair.
She went
She's
below
vicious.
The belt.
She did.
And I think that's what took it to another level.
Yeah.
I think before that, I was totally like, Courtney's being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, just whatever, change your plans. But I think then Kim went below the belt. And
I think the only thing that Kim shouldn't have said is you're not that interesting to look at. I think all the other stuff comes from a lot of years of them doing a lot of the business stuff and asking Courtney to do it. Courtney saying she would and then doesn't pull her weight. And I think how Khloé said, we always sweep things under the rug. I think that was we're sweeping this under the rug. We're sweeping this under the rug. We're sweeping this under the rug. So it got to the point where Kim was like, you don't have a business like that.
But maybe she doesn't want to have.
Well,
she doesn't want to have a business.
I think that is what they said. That's fine.
But no, they're faulting her for not wanting to have a business.
Well,
she's made all the money, though. She doesn't need it. She can just.
Right. Well,
she
and I
she
think
just
that's,
wants to be a mom.
Right.
I just want to be a mom. I want to
right.
be home with my kids. At
and
dinner.
She does the
I
show.
And I do the show.
Right.
And that's it. And I don't want to do anything else. And I don't have to do anything else.
Right. But I think they're all at fault because I think what happens is. She also, because she threw some digs too at Kim, saying that all you care about is all these photo shoots and stuff like that. But if that's how she wants to get her money, or if that's how Khloé wants to get their money, where they want to make makeup line and they want to do that, that's their right to do that. Just like it's your right.
I do.
To
I
want to be
was saying that though to like.
Get
like,
back at her.
Well, that, but also, like, we can work around your schedule because it's work, but I choose not to work. I choose
right.
to have my kids be my work, but we can't work around my schedule with
right.
my kids. So I think she was trying to compare the two,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't letting her because they were like, you're just a mom. You don't work.
Right.
And they're like, well, we have kids and we work, so, like, we're clearly better.
Right.
Type of thing. But I think they're all in the wrong.
Right.
I don't think the fight was as big as they made it seem like it was going to be.
I think it's going to carry over.
She didn't go to the baby shower.
Yeah. And they, like, barely spoke at the the photo shoot, too, which was
yeah.
real awkward.
But
I just think when you have a big family like that and you are all working and you're all working in different capacities, it's so hard to get on the same schedule. So I could see where it can be frustrating when, like, everyone has a different schedule. So if I have to move my stuff around because this is the time that we said we're going to do A, B, and C, and everybody else has moved their schedule around.
But
I
everyone
think,
else didn't have to move their schedule.
No, they did. I thought that that's what they said. That
Kendall didn't.
Oh, well, then
Kendall came
shot
in
by
and did
herself.
It by herself.
So.
Kylie did it by herself.
That's true. Was Kylie in that picture?
She shot at home by herself. She
oh,
didn't
that's
want
right.
Because her.
That's when we thought it was she was going to be pregnant.
Right. So,
and they didn't announce. No, she wasn't in it. Because remember, you were looking for
it. But she said that she said they shot at home
they
and did their own thing.
Oh,
so
her and
she
the baby.
Like they. There were exceptions made.
Right.
So it wasn't like they weren't making any exceptions.
Right.
So I think you can't really.
Or you just say, I want to be at home.
Because of a photo shoot, they would have been fine with it.
Right.
I think they have a problem that Courtney doesn't want to work.
Maybe, yeah.
And they're entitled to have that problem. Or that, yeah. That, but I just think that they,
mm-hmm.
they shouldn't fault her for that because, like.
She doesn't want to work right. anymore. I think
and
it's
she
anymore.
She shouldn't fault them for wanting to work.
Right, yeah.
I think they're both doing both.
And it could
but
just be like
Courtney.
Pent up anger. I think so. A lot of it is pent up anger.
Yeah, but I think it is on both sides.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think Courtney
and I think
is
as
like,
you get older, I think it happens in life. I think when you get older, you care less about the bullshit
right.
and like your filters are gone. So something that you probably maybe annoyed you when you were 25. You just let it bother you. But as you are an adult and now you have kids and all this kind of stuff, like your tolerance level is much thinner. Cause I feel like that's how I am now. Like now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like
yeah.
either you're doing this or you're not. If you're not gonna be here, great, fine. Right. I'm moving on. So I feel like as you get older, you're kind of like, what the bullshit? Like, yes or no.
Yeah.
And if it's no, I'm gonna go and do this.
Well, and I also think Courtney is not high on the, like, not that she's not interesting or whatever, but it's, like, Kim has obviously, like, been the center for so
yeah.
long.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone's like, well, actually, it's Kylie who's the center
of
the family.
Yeah.
And so she's just, like, lower and lower on the mm-hmm. totem pole. And even if she doesn't want to say that, I feel like that could be part of it.
Well, yeah, and you have kids and your priorities change and you no longer can, like, go to appearances and bullshit like that because... You can't be out till 1 a.m. because, I mean, you can because you have
but
money.
You can go to Italy for a month.
Right. And bring your kids on a boat.
Must be nice.
Right? Maybe one day, guys. Maybe one day. How do we get there?
So depressing.
But yeah. Anyway, I feel like this season will be really good. I thought it was cute that Scott talks to Cece to get his advice. You know,
the grandmother?
Yeah.
The
no, the oh. cousin. The one that's always been around. She's got, like, blonde hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
But he said he always talks to her because, like, she gives him good advice. And I think that was the first time they ever, like, showed that. Because
yeah.
he said he's been talking to her for years, like, all the time.
Yeah.
You never really saw them.
Well, you know what else I thought was weird is that he was with Kim at the...
Oh, yeah, that...
Tonight Show.
Yeah. Why?
Just with... He was the only one with her there.
Right. Which is really strange.
Like he was in the
green room.
Because
they're going to get back together.
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. I mean, they can't. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think he's always around. I also think it's nice.
They don't say Sophia's name on the show.
Oh, yeah. They don't. They just say
your girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. And then Kim was like, I mean, did you ever think that, like, Kylie and Kendall's friend, like, you would ever date her? It's like, that's so
and he
fucking.
Was like, no, I don't. We don't think about things like that. And I'm like, you were lying.
Yeah.
Like.
Bring back
like
Courtney.
I
was like,
I
that
about.
Is so weird.
Yeah.
Like when they were 10 and.
And she was over at the house playing.
Ew, that's so weird. Ew.
It's creepy.
That's
so
creepy.
Creepy.
He probably didn't notice her, but still.
I'm sure he didn't. I mean,
it's creepy.
Yeah,
it's
so creepy. He only realizes her now because she looks just like Courtney.
Well, yeah, and she's like a 19-year-old. So, you know, when you're 19, you know.
Everything's tight.
Yeah, everything is great. So
have we talked about Carol being fired?
Mm-hmm. We did
yeah,
last week.
Last time.
We talked about Carol versus Bethany, too.
Yep. I don't remember that.
Don't even need to bring her up again because she blows.
Yikes.
But a lot of people are Team Carol.
I don't like her.
I'm not Team Carol.
No, I mean.
I'm Team Bethany.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
always
loves.
Always have been, always will be.
Everybody loves Bethany.
I don't really change my allegiances on my shows.
No?
I lock in, pretty much.
Wait, I thought you changed your allegiance on Vicky.
Well, I used to like Vicky, and now I hate Vicky.
Oh, that's right. So you changed it.
Yeah, but I don't really go the other way. I have on Kelly Dodd. It's been the only one that I didn't like in the beginning, and now I like.
I do like her now.
But I can't think of another one that I didn't like that now I like.
Can we go? Can we talk about that?
About Kelly Dodd?
Yeah.
Sure.
And Vicky?
Girl Code?
Yeah.
Do you guys think Girl Code was broken?
I think it was fractured.
No, I think
like
it was shattered.
I think... I think she messed up when she went on the dates with them.
Yes.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with them meeting and like her giving the information. Correct. But once you are hanging out with them and
right.
it's...
Right. But yes. that's when I think she shattered it.
Right. Yeah. Right. I
that's
agree with
where...
That.
She's very...
All she needed to do was tell her.
Right.
I also feel like, and I would... I'm going to literally spend 100 hours going through watching every episode again to find a clip because I'm pretty sure she's talked about girl code before.
Oh.
Not in the same context, but she's used that phrase.
She has.
And she keeps giving interviews where she says she doesn't know what girl code is. And
oh,
girl
did
code
you?
Is
I just thing. I just watched her interview on Andy Cohen when she got met. She goes,
she got pissed
I don't
at
understand.
Him.
I don't understand. What am I not understanding? And Andy's like, sweetie. Like, and he started going into it, and then he's like, we'll talk about it on the after show.
Right.
Because she wasn't comprehending that, like...
She doesn't think girl code's a thing.
No, but it's, like, at some point... She's like, I don't understand. Like, I'm friends... She said, I'm friends with... We're friends with Michael. Michael?
Yeah.
Friends with Michael. And he's like, okay, how did you meet Michael? And she was like... She paused and goes, through Kelly. He's like, correct. Well, why do we have to pick sides? You don't have to pick sides. But at the end of the day, your friend first was the wife.
So what would she have done if it was Dawn?
She said, she said she wouldn't care because
she said,
lies. I've had tons of friends date Dawn.
Right. She's like, that shows that Kelly still has feelings for Michael. No, that's not what it means. It means that you are going out, you set them up, then you double dated with them. All she wanted you to do is like, heads up.
Yeah.
My friend Tiffany is going to go on a date with Michael. And she asked if we could go.
Yeah. Just be honest. The fact that she didn't tell her meant she didn't want to tell her, which meant she knew.
Yeah,
that it
she knew
cool.
it was wrong.
Agreed.
She knew it was
Otherwise,
wrong.
She would just.
So I don't know. I mean, I get it with Vicky, but then I'm like, I could do without her. Like, I like Shannon. And
my brother's ex-girlfriend lives in Vicky's neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like dying to get her to go to Cut Fitness and become friends with Tamara.
Oh my God.
She's Cut Fitness in September.
You should. You should.
Because she's so like pretty. She could be a housewife.
Oh.
And she should.
Yeah, but she's not getting divorced, so.
You
probably
don't
can't
have
be honest.
To get a divorce.
No, I know, but that one, oh my God, the new one, not the one from Long Island, the other one,
Emily?
Is so
Emily.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Like
the girl
yeah.
from the woman from Legally Blonde.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she
I
is.
Didn't even watch last night's episode, but I had turned on my TV and Two Things were taping and she was doing something and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I watched last night's episode.
I didn't.
Was she getting her nails done with someone?
She already got her nails done with Kelly. No, with Tamara.
I don't know. It was that moment. I was like, oh my God, she's Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was
I just watched the one where she broke her foot.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Last night they all went to dinner.
Oh, yes. And they got in the argument again.
How are they so drunk in Mexico, like,
what do you mean? Did you not
no,
see
I'm
how
saying,
many shots?
I know how they were. I'm saying, like, how were they functioning?
Oh,
like,
wow.
That was like,
it was funny. They
the
tried
best
to
was
count
I'm trying
shots.
To count.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God,
that was
amazing.
I don't think I could
they
take
could,
15
like,
shots of tequila.
And they were upright at the end of the night. Like I would have been
well,
blacked
it ended
out
in a broken bone.
Well, yeah, but.
And she didn't even break it when I thought she broke it.
No, she broke it going back
right.
into the
I thought
hot
she was
going
to break it when she busted
slipped.
Her ass
yeah.
on the tile, yeah. which is never a good idea to run while you are wet. On
You should never run around a pool deck.
Well, never. Or on tile.
Yeah. It's bad.
And the next morning when she's like, I ordered lots of fruit. And they're like, where are the pancakes?
Right.
And like,
who orders fruit for breakfast when you've drank a whole like gallon of tequila?
Last night was boring. It was a boring episode.
I thought the New York one was boring with the boat.
What?
What?
Yeah, I thought it was like underwhelming.
No, I thought that episode was phenomenal.
Well, I thought it was good in it only because I felt like Sonia was so dramatic.
I thought it was so great.
Like so dramatic. And then who was it? Ramona was like, I'm going to pee. Somebody was like, I'm going to pee.
Sonia peed.
Yeah, Sonia.
I love that they all were wearing white bathing suits.
Yeah,
except for
why?
Two of them.
I love that she had the tag on.
Luann changed.
Yeah. She changed. Yes. I love that she had the tag on and you could see her vagina when she opened her legs.
Yes.
I loved that.
I love that she's drinking again.
Tinsley was like, I love that she committed to drink. She was like, I'm going to drink.
Yeah.
I love that Tinsley is now going to be so pissed that it was her trip this happened on.
Oh, yeah.
And that she was like, it wasn't a big deal. It was just a couple waves.
Yeah, she's like, it's just waves. I've been on boats before. But
I think if you have to come up with a sword and cut off the anchor, that's a problem.
But here's the thing. They got really lucky because, legit, if they did not have
it would have capsized. That's what they said,
anchor
right?
out of rope like they did, like if they had had a real anchor, yeah. which is on a chain, it would have been really bad.
Yeah. That's what they said.
Yeah, and it's true.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I thought that it was very entertaining. I was mad they had to cut the cameras and not show it all.
Yeah, but they probably...
But then it was fun when they were, like, talking about it.
Yes, but it was, I love that Dorinda, like, passed out because she was that nervous.
Yeah, and
like,
then they all got shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Luann shit the bed.
I know.
That's disgusting.
It was so gross that she was like, I left them a present.
But I can't believe they were talking about
it like
that.
How do you shit the bed? I have never not made it to the bathroom.
Well, neither have I that way. But I have never not... I've peed. I have never had, like, Montezuma's revenge like that.
Well, because you don't drink water when you're those places.
Well, but... True. But I did... I was sick after my first Cabo trip. Like, when I went with work. Me, Cindy, and Carolyn.
You have to be so careful.
But we were on a nice resort. I think it was the... They had this green juice... That was like cactus and a whole bunch of shit. And I think that's what it was.
You never know.
I know. You never know what kind of, how they use the, like where the ice is made from and all that
shit. Oh yeah.
Shit.
You should not ever have ice.
Right. Well, if it was a smoothie, it was blended.
Right. You should never have ice when you're in Central or South America.
Yeah. So.
No matter where you are.
I think if it's bad enough. And that happened on Sex and the City.
When she,
she opened her water.
Yeah. Something will be really, yeah.
In the shower.
Which is so gross. I don't even do that in my shower.
Me either.
Even though it's the same water that comes out of my faucet, I don't do that.
I don't think I've ever done that. I've been in the shower and just been that. Like,
get in my mouth.
For what?
No, you don't.
So gross. Plus, it's high like a hot shower, so it's hot water. It's really weird. Oh, I liked the boat episode.
Yeah. I just thought it was like underwhelming, like, because it was leading up to this, and then it only was like 10 minutes.
Right. You thought more was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did think that there was going to be more, but.
Yeah. I'm just saying what else happened.
My friend is texting me about the bold type to make sure. She's like, are you caught up? And I'm like, I don't think so. And she's like, you better watch it when you get home.
That's the one on Freeform, right? That you like?
I love that show.
I know.
It's so good.
I need to watch it. I want to watch it.
I have a baby name from it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're having babies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was always having babies.
I thought you were adopting.
I'm going to have one and adopt one.
Yeah.
Remember? When are you going to have one?
Like in a year or so.
You guys are going to get pregnant together?
I'm taking prenatals, but not because I'm trying to get pregnant.
You're trying to grow your hair.
I want my nails.
Oh my God, do you see my nails?
Carlin's nails.
Yeah, but you're taking prenatal to probably because you're going wanting to get pregnant.
Yeah.
She's taking vitamins to grow her nails.
All right.
Like,
yeah.
That's a difference.
I know some people that do that, and I was like, you guys are weird. And then
you can take the peptides. You're supposed to take peptides.
But she showed me her nails like 2 weeks ago or whenever, and I immediately ordered some on Amazon.
You're supposed to take peptides.
I don't know what peptides are, but like, I know what the prenatals are.
It's like the same thing, but not the prenatal portion.
Fine, I'm not going to get pregnant taking them. So
well,
her body will just be really ready.
Yeah, real ready.
I mean, you'll have a year of vitamins. That's great.
Vitamins for the
vitamins
baby girl.
Oh, it's going to be a girl?
Better be.
Because you have your name picked out.
Maybe.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
No.
Why?
Not for the world to hear.
The whole world.
I'm not sold on it.
Oh, can you tell us offline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just not right now.
I really like it, but I also have a problem with it. But yeah. I don't know if it's really a problem.
Okay.
It's probably not really a
problem.
Well,
now I want to know. So let's hurry. Let's hurry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I don't know. Did you... What Did you have anything else on your list that I missed?
Not really. Okay. 1 week until The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Oh, I will be posting on Instagram that morning.
Oh my gosh.
Whoever does Leanne Loggins Insta, I love you.
Oh my god, she is phenomenal. Oh, Denise Richards.
Yeah, she's joining Real Housewives.
Yeah, unless she's going to be just like the girl from that one movie.
What was
Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Oh, I was like, what?
I was like, from Wild Things?
What?
Drop Dead.
You want her to make out in the pool?
No. Drop Dead Gorgeous? She probably needs money because Charlie Sheen isn't paying child support.
Of course not.
I do not like her. But in Drop Dead Gorgeous, she was real funny.
I'm excited. I like when they add a famous person.
Yeah,
is she really famous though?
Yeah,
yeah.
How you think she's super famous?
Denise, not like, super, but like you know her.
Yeah,
I mean, just like Lisa Rinna. Everybody knew Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, I do love Lisa Rinna.
Like almost every man in America
knows
has
Denise Richards. Yes,
to her.
Thank you. I wish seriously.
Thank you for that gesture there.
I can't believe we had to see that, and everyone in the podcast world is not going to.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Oh my
gosh. People like Wild Things.
Yeah. Oh, and Lizzie's getting a divorce.
I mean, I thought that was already happening too.
Well,
who cares?
I know.
I just
saw that and I was like, oh, Lizzie from
OC. I saw that
today
too and I was like, I thought we knew this.
Yeah, not, see? I thought we knew.
I don't know. I didn't know.
He posted something on her Instagram saying how much he loved her. Like, he stole her phone and like...
Oh.
Wrote about love and stuff.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, we knew that was happening. She just is trying to stay relevant.
Duh, well, bye.
Yeah, you couldn't make it on the show.
Being friends with Gretchen will not
do that for you. No.
No, sorry, Bob.
Emily was friends with Gretchen, and she got on the show.
She was.
Who's Emily?
And then the new one.
The one that's Legally Blonde.
Yeah, maybe. Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh. I know their names.
I'm very proud of it.
Emily and Gina.
Oh, Gina.
Gina's not hard because Gina is like so Jersey. That's such a Jersey
Gina.
Name.
Well, I only know because Emily was on Watch What Happens Live last night and I was really shocked because I feel like she's so new to be on it so early in the season.
Yeah.
But she was on it. And so he said her name like so many times it finally stuck.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I did not know her name at all.
I did see that scroll and I was like, huh.
So I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
And she was on with Brooklyn.
Decker? No.
No. Wait.
Yeah.
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 Sorry.
So we talked about Adam Sandler being a good kisser.
I forgot her last name.
Right?
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
It's really Brooklyn Roddick, right?
Right.
Because she's married to
Andy Roddick.
Yeah.
But her name is Brooklyn Decker.
Brooklyn Decker.
Married to Andy Roddick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which?
She's a housewife super fan.
A lot of celebrities are.
She'll probably be a housewife.
Yeah. She'd be a fun one.
Wouldn't you? Or like a housewife for real or on the show?
On the show.
Oh, okay.
She'd be a good one. I like her a lot, actually.
Yeah, I like her, too.
I like her on Grace and Frankie.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
I watch it.
I need to. I hear it's funny.
I know.
It's very funny.
So
but my
shows.
Mom watches it, and she likes to talk about it. And the two old ladies on the show, they have a vibrator company.
Oh,
a real one?
And Jane Fonda?
Mm-hmm. A real one?
That's, like, in the show what they do.
Oh.
So my mom was always talking about it, but she gets really awkward. She wants to talk about it.
And you're like,
so funny.
That's fine, Mom. I mean, whatever.
It's really funny. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
On that note.
On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Do we have any games today or no? We're just going to close it out.
Oh.
We played our game.
We played the
beginning.
Game earlier.
Oh, that's fine. We don't have to play a game. We don't always have to
play
a game.
Hot or not.
No. It'll take a while. all right. So follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And stay tuned because we might do a little Bachelor in Paradise every once in a while, recapping that. And if you live in the Orlando area, we're having a rosé party next week. So see you next week.
Bye.